Each year, 1 in 10 babies born in the U.S. spends time in the NICU, the neonatal intensive care unit. Years later, many of these children have developmental, learning, or behavioral problems, including autism. A new study is designed to determine if different kinds of nurturing in the first few months of life could improve outcomes. San Antonio mothers and babies are taking part in the research. Baby Angel came into the world early. 11 weeks early, to be exact, weighing less than 4 pounds.
He was so tiny and had all these wires on him, and I was scared to hurt him.
Angel's mother, Connie De La Rosa, spends as much time as she can with her son in the neonatal intensive care unit of San Antonio's University Hospital.
They look very, very fragile.
Nurse Umber Darzalek says there's no playbook for mothers of tiny, sometimes sick babies, no book to read, no real-world advice from your grandmother on how to cope.
A lot of women don't know how to approach their babies, especially when there are tubes and lines coming out of all directions. We see moms looking terrified.
That's why Dr. Martha Welch of Columbia University Medical Center in New York is studying an intervention called family nurture. She believes early physical trauma and a potential lack of emotional connection between mother and baby may set up these young patients for difficulties later.
They're isolated. They're not having social involvement. We think they're being adversely conditioned to human contact because so much of the contact is challenging as tubes and IVs and skin pricks. Preterm infants have a higher rate of risk for developmental problems, including autism.
Welch says early in life, when babies cuddle in their mother's arms or nurse or have eye contact, they develop a bond at the visceral level in the autonomic nervous system that's responsible for what we call gut feelings. That means later in life, you may feel calmer just by being around your mother. To help establish that connection in the NICU, nurture specialists help new moms with skin-to-skin holding, comforting touch, scent exchange, eye contact, and vocal soothing.
We did a very successful first trial with amazing outcomes, totally different from the usual outcomes for preterm infants in terms of cognition, language, risk for autism, behavior.
Now, University Hospital is taking a page from Columbia's playbook, conducting a family nurturing study of its own to try and replicate positive results for NICU babies.
It was like a light bulb. It was like, wow.
Neonatologist Dr. Alice Gong says during her 3 decades of dealing with mother-baby interaction, she's witnessed the temper tantrums and intestinal issues that often plague NICU babies for years.
They've been sheltering their baby for so long, they're so scared they're going to die, that they pretty much don't mother them the same way they do their other children.
Dr. Gong is recruiting 50 moms and babies for her study. De La Rosa is the first.
She told me that it would help my baby connect. I hold him skin to skin, talk to my baby, show him emotions. Now, mommy instincts are kicking in.
Columbia's Dr. Welch says science backs up her early positive results. By 18 months, 1 in 4 NICU babies has behaviors that fall somewhere on the autism spectrum. With family nurture intervention, that number decreased to 1 in 10. The ultimate goal of these studies is to change the culture in NICUs around the country. Wendy Rigby, Texas Public Radio News.